Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Elizabeth Arcalian. An old technique for saving money that's popular on other continents is being modernized in the Central Valley, and younger generations are using it.
They're not new. There's deep, multi-thousand-year-old roots of communal labor in Mexico. There's thousand-year-old roots in Asia of communal work and communal savings and lending.
A closer look at a modern twist on community lending circles. We'll have that story coming up, but first, these headlines. Thousands of Kaiser Permanente nurses across Northern California will join a so-called sympathy strike on Wednesday. The nurses are striking to support members of the National Union of Healthcare Workers. They're all protesting the use of artificial intelligence in the workplace. Mental health therapists with the National Union of Healthcare Workers say AI cannot replace industry workers. Kaiser nurses will join picket lines at various locations, including in Sacramento, Oakland, and Fresno. The Fresno County District Attorney's Office is joining prosecutors across California in urging the legislature to pass Assembly Bill 46. That bill is aimed at addressing concerns with the state's mental health diversion law. It was introduced after cases across the state showed the diversion law may be limiting judicial powers, according to prosecutors. The mental health diversion practice is also at the center of a case involving a former Kern County supervisor who was accused of abusing his children but who has avoided a legal trial. A notorious North Fresno intersection known as Fryant Roulette is getting a safety upgrade. City officials are starting to implement renovations with the hopes of creating a safer cross street. KVPR's Samantha Rangel has more.
The changes at Fryant Road and Shepherd Avenue come after years of crashes and complaints from the community. City workers recently installed a new traffic signal and added a shield feature to a turn signal at the intersection. Fresno Councilmember Nick Richardson says the shielding should prevent drivers in other lanes from confusing the turn signal as their own.
Sometimes people would say, well, I saw a green light, I saw some green light, and so I decided to speed up and keep going.
The improvements are part of a $2.5 million investment through the city's Pave More Now, Pay Later program. Dan Wells, who lives near the intersection and live streams traffic there, said the new traffic signal was needed.
80% of the wrecks are from that third lane, who didn't have a light above it. And so they now have a light and supposedly being shielded from seeing that green arrow.
City officials will monitor the response to see whether crashes decrease before deciding on additional renovations. For KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
California Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation to reform the state's elderly parole program. That's after two convicted child molesters were recently granted early release. Assemblyman Josh Hoover of Folsom is co-authoring a bill to raise the eligibility age from 50 to 65. He says the legislature made a mistake in 2020 when it lowered the age.
People are always shocked when I tell them that you are considered elderly at 50 years old when it comes to in prison and actually are eligible for release if you only serve 20 years of your sentence. And we're talking about people that have committed some of the worst crimes you can even think of.
Hoover's also working on separate legislation to exclude sex crimes against children from elderly parole eligibility. Sacramento County District Attorney Tian Ho and Sheriff Jim Cooper held a news conference last week calling for reforms. Ho said the law must change to protect children. Federal health officials say seven people in three states have been sickened by E. coli. The suspected food poisoning is being linked to cheddar cheese made from raw milk by a Fresno County producer known as Raw Farms. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it recommended the company recall the products, but company officials declined. The illnesses were reported in California, Florida, and Texas between last September and February.
Thank you. Something incredible is happening right here in the Valley. More than 1,000 new local supporters have stepped up to keep KVPR's programs on the air. It's a new era now that public radio is 100% community supported. Join the movement today. We need 300 new supporters by March 20th to stay on track. Start a new monthly donation and keep KVPR central to the Valley. Donate at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. These days, it seems we all want to find a creative way to save money or stretch that dollar. Some people are doing that through a unique strategy, and it's actually an old system being modernized for today's times. Driving this modern twist are communities of young immigrants. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez reports what this financial system is all about.
Last December, David Medina of Fresno found himself in a tight spot.
When I was looking at my numbers for Christmas shopping and all that, I don't have enough money.
But he had a solution. He was a member of something called Atanda. It's a lending circle common in Latin America. You pay small amounts into a communal account, then you get your money back in a big payout.
And then I remember, I'm about to get my money from the Atanda. That money can go straight into my Christmas shopping.
And that is exactly what happened. He was paying $100 per month and got $1,000 back right before the holidays.
The money that I didn't know that I had put aside, I had it, and it worked perfectly.
This is how Atanda works in Latin America. It's kind of like a community loan program or an interest-free savings account, and it runs on an honor system. Vianney Barraza is a special projects manager at the Education and Leadership Foundation. It's a Fresno area nonprofit that runs Tandas more formally. She explains how they work.
So you get a group of people, usually between 6 and 10 individuals, and they decide to lend to each other. They decide on an amount, and usually every week or every 2 weeks, one person will get the full loan amount and everybody will be paying in, including the person that receives it.
Her organization team up with a Bay Area nonprofit to run the Tandas electronically. It's called Mission Asset Fund. These type of savings have been around for a very long time, but traditionally they were done with cash. Now, in the Central Valley, they are gaining new traction as immigrant diaspora adapting to technology, managing their accounts using computers and phones. It's a modern usage of an old technique that is attracting younger generations.
Immigrants started adopting digital technology much more than even, regular people, if you will.
Raul Hinojosa Ojeda is a professor of Chicano studies at UCLA. He shares the origins of these lending circles.
They're not new. There's deep, multi-thousand-year-old roots of communal labor in Mexico. There's thousand-year-old roots in Asia of communal work and communal savings and lending.
He says the current Tandas took shape in the 19th century, when immigrants from China and Mexico brought these collective savings practices to California. A key element of Tandas is trust. Traditionally, participants knew each other. Then, they were less likely to take the money and run. Hinojosa Ojeda says now, the participants in electronic Tandas are strangers, and the organizations running the apps guarantee the funding. Carmen Cardenas is also with the Education and Leadership Foundation. She helps people join the Tandas, and sometimes she participates, like when she celebrated her 24th birthday.
When I did receive the loan, I wasn't wanting to go into credit card debt for my birthday celebration, so I saved the money that I got from the lending circle to put it towards that. So I was able to use that money and then keep paying it back as the lending circle went on.
She stays up to date on her phone. Meanwhile, David Medina has found love for Tandas, not only because he can save money, but also because he's building his credit score through the Mission Asset Fund app.
After college, I didn't really actually build my credit. The idea was pitching to me about if I was interested in building my credit score with this type of method.
After his last payout, he got involved in another Tanda. He will get more than $700 back later this year. For KVPR News, I'm Israel Cardona Hernandez.
And Israel joins me now to discuss his reporting a little more. Welcome back, Israel.
Thank you so much, Liz.
Okay, so first off, for some of our listeners, I can imagine that this way of saving money is something that they are hearing about for the very first time. So I'm curious how you first heard about it.
Well, actually, I grew up listening to it. I was raised in Mexico, and I came to the United States when I was 17 years old. And in fact, many of my relatives, they are involved at some point, like in a tanda. Even my mother, she organizes tandas every now and then. But instead of money, she does it with items. For example, the hair straightener. She collects the money, and then when it's a person's turn, or I would say a person's number, instead of receiving the cash, they had to be, well, when they were contributing to the tanda, she gives them the strainer.
Okay, so you're saying it can be more than just with money, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. But for those looking for loans or to build up their savings, why join a tanda rather than go with a more conventional route like a bank or a credit union?
Well, there may be countless reasons why a person might join to a tanda. In the story I was working on, I mentioned that tandas typically involve cash, right? But nowadays, technology is being utilized through mobile applications. Mm. The specific example I describe involves a partnership between two organizations. One is in Fresno, and it's called the Education Leadership Foundation. And the other one is in the Bay Area. It's based in San Francisco. So David Medina began using this system primarily to improve his credit score through the partnership. Since the tanda person participates and it is linked to their bank account, making timely payments, you know, every now and then allows them to establish a positive financial standing. However, in practice, tanda can be used for just about anything. For example, Carmen Cardenas, for instance, used hers to pay for her birthday celebration. And presumably, others could do the same for a very specific purchase or even college tuition and anything like that. At this point, I will give reasons to the listener's imagination.
Okay. Well, if someone's thinking about joining a tanda, how can they go about that? Like, how would you even find one?
Well, if you think about it, you can just create your own tanda. You can participate in one of them by creating a new one, like with your coworkers, with your family members, your friends, whatever. But if you're not good in organizing things, you can join in the one of them, it's already created. So, mm-hmm. For example, Education Leadership Foundation, they have already created one of them. So you can call the office for more information, walk into the office, or find it in the website.
KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez, thank you so much for your time and teaching us a little bit about tandas.
Thank you so much.
And that is today's show. From everyone here at KVPR, we are wishing you luck and good fortune this St. Patrick's Day, whether you're in a money pool or not. Either way, we hope you find a little gold at the end of the rainbow. Today's episode was produced by Israel Cardona Hernandez, Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.